Penguin Audio presents Talking to Girls About Duran Duran by Rob Sheffield. Read by Scott Shepherd. Introduction. If you ever step into the Wayback Machine and zip to the 1980s, you will have some interesting conversations, even though nobody will believe a word you say. You can tell people the 20th century will end without a nuclear war, the Soviet Union will dissolve, the Berlin Wall will come down, and people will start using these things called ringtones that make their pants randomly sing Eye of the Tiger. America will elect a black president who spent his college days listening to the B-52s. But there's one claim nobody will believe. Duran Duran are still famous. I can't believe it myself. I've always been a Duran Duran fan. I was an 80s kid, so I grew up on them. I watched Simon Le Bon and Nick Rhodes give Save a Prayer its world premiere live on MTV. I listened hard to the lyrics of Is There Something I Should Know and pondered its existential vision of romantic love. I've studied their fashion, learned their wives' names, bought their solo albums. I've always been obsessed with Duran Duran, but even more so, I've been obsessed with how girls talk about them. I'm pretty sure Duran Duran would cease to exist if girls ever stopped talking about them, except they never do. Talking to girls about Duran Duran? It's how I've spent my life. I count on the Fab Five to help me understand all the females in my life, all the crushes and true loves, the sisters and housemates, the friends and flames and confidants and allies. Girls like to talk, and if you were a boy and you